The last 2 weeks of July 1942 were probably among the busiest ever in the history of the American recording industry, because on August 1st of that year, the American Federation of Musicians went on strike and would no longer make commercial recordings for the American labels, a strike which persisted over a year, in some cases up to a year and a half. Nobody knew how long it would last initially, but the recording companies didn't want to take any chances, so they stockpiled recordings by bringing in their musicians and recording, recording, recording. In the words of one song, they all recorded to beat the band. Anyway, we're going to listen to one of these recordings made just hours before the strike took effect. This from July 31st, 1942, Johnny Bond and his Red River Valley Boys. OK Record number 6691. Here it is.
When der Fuhrer says, "Thee is der master race," we right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so we right in the Fuhrer's face. When her Goebbels says, "We own the world and space," we right in her Goebbels' face. When her Goering says, "They'll never bomb this place," we right in her Goering's face. Are we not the supermen? Are you pure supermen? Ja, we is der supermen, super duper supermen. Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could? Ja, this Nazi land is good, and we would leave it if we could. We bring the world new order. Heal Hitler's world new order. Every man of foreign race will love der Fuhrer's face when we bring to the world disorder. When the Fuhrer says, "Thee is der master race," we right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love der Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so we right in the Fuhrer's face. Are we not the supermen? Are you pure supermen? Ja, we is der supermen, super duper supermen. Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could? Ja, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could. We bring the world new order. Heal Hitler's world new order. Every man of foreign race will love der Fuhrer's face when we bring to the world disorder. When the Fuhrer says, "Thee is der master race," we right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love der Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so we right in the Fuhrer's face. Right in the Fuhrer's face.
We open the program with a recording made July 31st, 1942. Johnny Bond singing with his Red River Valley Boys, something called Der Fuhrer's Face, which is a song that featured prominently in a Donald Duck cartoon that came out in early 1943, a cartoon which went on to win the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film at the 15th Academy Awards. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring music from the first half of the 20th century. Sometimes people suggest to me that this music is old and out of date and is losing relevance. I think today's records might suggest otherwise. I find a lot of relevance in the records that we will be playing on today's program. We're going to continue with something from the Peerless Quartet that is now nearing 100 years old. It was recorded in May of 1917, just weeks after the United States entered World War I. It's a patriotic song written by Lou Brown and Charles McCarran. There were quite a few of them at that time. This one is called "What Kind of an American Are You?" And see if these lyrics don't just have something of a chilling effect today, 100 years later. The lyrics start out, This land of the free is for you and for me, or for anyone at all who is seeking liberty. We welcome every stranger, and we help him all we can. And now that we're in danger, we depend on every man. The Stars and Stripes are calling you to lend a helping hand. If you're true blue, it's up to you to show just where you stand. I won't make this an overtly political program. There's an underlying thread here. But we'll just leave that be for the moment and enjoy some records, including this one. Here's the Peerless Quartet. What kind of an American are you? Voice of Henry Burr, unmistakable, leading the charge with the Peerless Quartet, Victor record number 18300 from May 4th, 1917. Just a few weeks shy now of its 100th birthday. What kind of an American are you? Well, we'll turn now to a couple of records about fools. First, it's Victor Arden with Phil Oman and their orchestra, duo pianists. Victor record number 22610, a song by Al Eldridge called What a Fool I've Been to Believe in You. It's Frank Luther singing the vocal from January 15th, 1931. After that, a Van and Skank song performed by the Virginians called Who Did You Fool After All? Victor record number 19001. It dates from December 1st of 1922. A pair of Victor records, a pair of fool records, beginning with Victor Arden, Phil Oman, and their orchestra.
Thank you. could cry over you like I do. What a fool I have been to believe in you.
You have two songs with Fool in the title. First, What a Fool I've Been to Believe in You. I'll withhold further comment. Victor Arden, Phil Oman, and their orchestra. Victor 22610, and that was Frank Luther singing the vocal from January of 1931. After that, we heard the Virginians, the little splinter band from Paul Whiteman's orchestra that played more jazz-influenced dance music in the early 20s. Something called Who Did You Fool After All? A tune written by Van and Skank, at least nominally, Victor 19001 from December of 1922. Well, we're going to bring Frank Luther back to the microphone for the next record now. Credited on the label to Frank Luther and his orchestra, this is really Joe Green's orchestra, but it is Frank Luther singing the vocal. It's a Mellotone record, number 13025, recorded May 9th, 1934. And if we tie in the concept of fool, you'd have to be a fool to believe the Wikipedia entry for this song, which seems to think that the first recording was by Elsie Carlisle on May 18th, 1934. Well, this comes in 9 days earlier. The tune is Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. It's a song that was quite popular in 1934. After that, we'll hear something from Frank Froba and His Boys, a Decca record from December of 1943, a tune by Billy Mayhew, which I will leave for now. I won't introduce it. We'll just let you hear it when it comes along. First, though, here's Frank Luther, Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day.
Someone took your kitty car away. Better go to sleep now, little man, you've had a busy day. Johnny won your marbles, tell you what we'll do. Dad'll get you new ones right away. Better go to sleep now, little man, you've had a busy day. You've been playing soldier, the battle has been won. The enemy is out of sight. Come along there, soldier, put away your gun. The war is over for tonight. Time to stop your scheming, time your day is through. Can't you hear that bugle softly say? Time you should be dreaming, little man, you've had a busy day.
here's a song that seems to work well no matter what time signature you put it in, whether it's in triple meter, the 3/4 or waltz time, or if you do it in the more standard 2/4 or 4/4 time, as Fats Waller and his rhythm did, it works just as well, I think. That's It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Frank Froba and his boys, Decca record number 23604 from December 7th, 1943. Before that, another Frank Luther and his orchestra, which was really the Joe Green Band, with Frank Luther singing Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. And that dates from May 9th, 1934. Mellotone record 13025. My name is Brian Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And while I do tend to stay usually in the pop realm, jazz and dance bands and vocalists and the like, once in a while I like to pull out a classical disc or two, and that's what we'll do now. We're going to listen to two different versions of a sonata composed by Domenico Scarlatti, one of many, many, many that he wrote. This is, as I said, first played by Andre Segovia on a Decca record number 24145, recorded January 10th, 1944. And then we'll hear it played at the piano by Hazel Scott on a signature record from the following year, 1945. And after she's finished with it, Hazel plays a toccata by Paradisi. She put both of them on the same side, so we'll listen to them both. But now, first up, here's Andre Segovia at the guitar and a beautiful sonata by Domenico Scarlatti, a composer who originally came from Italy and was almost an exact contemporary of Johann Sebastian Bach. He was born in 1685 and outlived Bach by about 7 years. He died in 1757. But that's all incidental. Here's Andre Segovia. Thank you. have Hazel Scott at the piano. Wasn't she grand? Sonata in C minor by Domenico Scarlatti, followed by a toccata by Paradisi. That was signature record number 15026 from 1945. We preceded that with Andre Segovia at the guitar and his rendition of Scarlatti's Sonata from a Decca record made in January of 1944. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll continue now with a pair of records that I pulled out for no particular reason. They're both about strawberries, although it isn't strawberry picking time, at least not yet. But I was in the mood for these. We'll start with one from Orrin Tucker and his orchestra. Columbia 35858. You know, I had this record on the shelf I don't know how many years without playing it, and I finally decided this week to just give it a listen and was pleasantly surprised. The tune is much catchier than I would have thought, even if it is on the saccharine side. It is quite sweet, but I love it nonetheless. It's called Strawberry Lane, and the song comes from a film made in about 1940 to showcase the Orrin Tucker Orchestra and their vocalist, Bonnie Baker, or Wee Bonnie Baker, as she was sometimes known. I haven't been able to view a complete copy of the film. It doesn't really seem to exist out and about in the world. No home video release that I know of. It's never shown on TCM, so I'll just have to wait. In the meantime, though, Some Kind Soul on YouTube did excerpt this song from the film and post it so that we can see what it looked like in the film. And if you have a few moments at the end of the program, I'd encourage you to look it up. It's quite charming. So after Strawberry Lane, sung by Bonnie Baker and the Bodyguards, we will head to Dick Robertson and his orchestra, a Decca record, 4373, made in New York City on July 30th, 1942. Remember, back at the beginning of the program, I mentioned that last week of July 1942 was an extremely busy one, and we heard Der Führer's Face recorded July 31st, and now we'll listen to one made the preceding day, just before that recording ban took effect. The Dick Robertson record is called Under a Strawberry Moon, and it's a lovely little tune by Mabel Wayne and Al Lewis. But first, here's Wee Bonnie Baker to sing Strawberry Lane.
If you want to go down to Candy Town through a jungle of sugar cane, turn right with me at the cinnamon tree down Strawberry Lane. Oh, the stop and go signs are Valentine's and the letters are very plain. The cars all stop for the gingerbread cop down Strawberry Lane. Just hop in my car, it's a big chocolate bar, and we'll be there in 40 winks, it isn't very far. If we ever see crowds of ice cream clouds, how the peppermint drops will rain. So grab a cup and we'll gobble them up down Strawberry Lane.
We'd like to go to a taffy pull.
I'd like a marshmallow soft as wool.
There's a dish for every wish.
Is every day a chocolate sundae?
Ho ho, that's a rich one.
I'd like a little Christmas tree with a candy-coated star.
I want the chocolate, the coconut, the caramel, butterscotch, 5 cent cigar.
It isn't very far.
If you want to go down to Candy Town through a jungle of sugar. can. Take the lollipop street.
There's a gingerbread cop
where everything's sweet.
And he wants you to stop.
Turn right with me
at the cinnamon tree
down Strawberry Lane.
Let's go pickin' cherries, pickin' cherries is the berries. When you're pickin' cherries under a strawberry moon, you'll find it's peaches and cream, dear, under a strawberry moon. When you're sippin' honey with your sunny little funny little honey bunny under a strawberry moon, it's like a wonderful dream, dear, under a strawberry moon. It's so thrillable to steal a kiss over the hill by the old mill stream. It's so thrillable to walk like this, doing the things that you do in a beautiful dream. Let's go picking cherries is the berries. When you're picking cherries under a strawberry moon, you'll find it's peaches and cream, dear, just like a heavenly tune under a strawberry moon. To steal a kiss over the hill by the old mill stream. It's so thrillable to walk like this, doing the things that you do in a beautiful dream. Let's go picking cherries is the berries. When you're picking cherries under a strawberry moon, you'll find it's peaches and cream, dear, just like a heavenly tune under a strawberry moon.
There, wasn't that fun? Not everything has to be hot and serious. Sometimes we can listen to some fluffy stuff too. Orrin Tucker and his orchestra beginning that little set with Strawberry Lane, sung by Bonnie Baker, and some fun voices from members of the orchestra. Columbia 35838 from November of 1940. A song, incidentally, by Johnny Mercer and Jimmy McHugh. After that, Dick Robertson and his orchestra, Under a Strawberry Moon, Decca 4373 from July 30th, 1942. Well, from two songs about strawberries, we'll listen to two selections about wine and boys. Actually, it's the same selection, but played in two different ways. Jelly Roll Morton's famous Wine and Boy Blues, which we will hear first, played by the man himself, as issued on a Jazzman record, number 11, recorded in Washington, D.C., December of 1938. It's the Wine and Boy Blues. After that, we'll hear the Dixie Five, a trad jazz band that was active in the early 1950s, right around the Detroit area, and their recording of Wine and Boy, recorded January 4th, 1950, in Detroit for the United Label record number 5848. So two renditions now of the Wine and Boy Blues by Jelly Roll Morton.
Don't deny my name. wild and bold. Don't need nobody. Every time the change is on the moon. Every time. I'm the one and only.
hot record in its own way. The Dixie Five really wailing out on The Whinin' Boy, recorded January 4th, 1950 in Detroit, Michigan, United Record number 5848. The Dixie Five was a group led by pianist Frank Gillis. I've mentioned them in the past on some of these programs. It's a band that I seem to like a lot. Before that, Jelly Roll Morton at the piano and his rendition of his own Whinin' Boy Blues, recorded in Washington, D.C., December of 1938, I suspect as part of those Library of Congress sessions, and issued by the Jazzman label, record number 11. And with that, we come to the end of today's stack of 78s here on the Shellac Stack. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to the program. If you want to send me an email, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can visit my website, www.shellacstack.com, and you can send me a message through the contact form on the website. We're going to finish off now with a selection by the Original Creole Stompers, issued on the American Music label, number 513. This was recorded in New Orleans, Louisiana, May 17th, 1945, and it's something called Up Jumped the Devil. So we'll close out with that. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.